The minig among Sephardim is in the beginning of the month of Elul, they start saying Slichos, and Ashkenaz begin later on in the month. But according to all, Elul is a month of introspection. We have a month to prepare before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom HaDin. So it's interesting in the Avid Rome and many of the poskim, they say the name Elul stands for Ani Lidodi Vidodi Li. I am to my beloved as my beloved is to me. It's a verse from Shir HaShirim. I believe Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek, and Pasuk Shlishi. So it seems very interesting that we know in our Torah, we know in the Torah, it's known as Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShvi. The names of the months are numbers. It's the first of the month, the seventh of the month. And the names that we call the months by Elul, Tammuz, that was a much later institution. And Tosis points out in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, quoting Yerushalmi, that we know the names we have that we use today, Tishrei, Teves, Elul, they're not Jewish names at all. They're Babylonian names. So, and these names didn't appear until the Jews returned from the Golos Bavel. So if they're not Jewish names, if they're from Babylonian names, how could we learn out Ani Lidodi Vidodi Li if it's not even a Jewish name? So the answer, some suggest, is that if you look at Shir HaShirim, people think it's some big love story between a couple, but really, if you look at especially the sixth paragraph, you look at Shir HaShirim, it's really about a couple that had a fight, a machlokes, a dispute, and became very distant from one another. And now they're trying to come back together. So that's in the beginning of the sixth paragraph. Where have you? Where have your beloved gone? Let's go search for your husband. So what does this mean metaphorically? So Rashi writes, is referring to the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, it's okay now. You can build, you can start building the Bayis Sheni. So, Ani Vidodi Vidodi Li is talking about the Binyan Bayis Sheni. It's talking about the time when a person feels distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it's able to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it's not a kasha. Of course, even though it's a Babylonian name, it's from Bavel, and then it came back in the Binyan Bayis Sheni. But that's the whole idea of Elul. Elul is a name for coming back after the Churban, and after the Golos, and trying to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we've had difficult year, we might have made mistakes, we sinned, but now we want to come back. And that's what Elul is all about. Not only is it true for the Hamonam, for Christ as a whole, but also as individuals. Everyone who feels distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have their opportunity. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always around giving us another chance. Ani Vidodi Vidodi Li. And that's the pshat. Even though it's true, Elul was a Babylonian name, that was the whole purpose. When they came back, God said, we're ready for you to come and build the Bayis Sheni, and we're looking, it's been a long, we've come apart, we want to come closer, so too, that's what Elul is all about for us. We want to come back, so we're ready for Yom HaDin for Rosh Hashanah.